The Food and Drug Administration today published new rules for approving drugs that might protect people after a terrorist attack involving biological, nuclear, or chemical weapons. Right now, the FDA only approves drugs that have been shown to work in humans. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the new regulations would allow drugs to win approval based largely on studies in animals.
There's an obvious reason you wouldn't want to use people to test new drugs for treating victims of a terrorist attack.
It's not ethical to give people radiation or chemical agents or biological agents to see whether they're saved by the drug.
Janet Woodcock heads the FDA office that approves new drugs. The FDA has decided to solve this ethical conundrum in the following way. If a drug shows promise for treating some biological or chemical agent, it will be tested on healthy human volunteers to make sure that the drug itself won't make someone sick. Woodcock says if the drug is proven safe, human subjects are excused from further testing.
Test of effectiveness would involve an animal challenge where animals would be exposed to the toxic agent, chemical, nuclear, biological, and then test the ability of the drug to keep them alive.
If the drug works in animals, the FDA could approve it. Of course, everyone hopes such drugs would never need to be used in humans, but if they are, the FDA can require manufacturers to study people who took the drugs to be sure they worked as expected. The agency could also place restrictions on how and when the drug would be prescribed to prevent its misuse. Even critics of the FDA say the new rules are reasonable. Sydney Wolfe is with the consumer group Public Citizen. Wolfe expects only a few drugs will qualify for approval under the new rules.
I just don't see a huge number of such things. A smallpox vaccine is an example. You're not going to do a human study on smallpox at all, and you may need to test the efficacy of newly developed smallpox vaccines in animals and then apply this. But these are going to be very small in number, and I would be very surprised if on the average it would be more than one or maybe at the most two a year.
But if there were more than one or two a year, Wolf says that would hint at something fishy. He says it would mean the FDA was giving manufacturers a back door for getting drugs approved without the expensive and rigorous testing the agency usually requires.
10 years ago, a good idea similar to this was put forth by the FDA, namely, if we've got a cancer drug or an AIDS drug for a life-threatening situation and the drug really is a breakthrough, we may be able to put it on a faster track and get it approved. Good idea, but the implementation was bad because a number of drugs got on that fast track where there wasn't really any evidence at all that they represented a significant breakthrough.
Wolf says the main beneficiary of this fast-track provision wasn't patients, but pharmaceutical companies that save money getting new drugs on the market. Even though the new rules seem to have the appropriate provisions to prevent that from happening, Wolf worries they may not be enforced rigorously enough. The FDA's actions come at a time when many federal agencies are turning their attention to terrorist threats. But FDA's Janet Woodcock says her agency has been considering changes to its usual procedures for some time.
Work on this rule really accelerated in the fall with the anthrax events. But of course, we originally proposed the rule in 1999 as part of an overall government response to the threat of bioterrorism.
Now it will be up to biotechnology and pharmaceutical companies to find those drugs and vaccines that may be useful in the event of a terrorist attack, a much taller order than changing the rules by which they'll be approved. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.